It's a big day for the city of Harrisburg's financial picture, and Norfolk Southern says it's assisted 200 Pennsylvanians in the wake of last month's train derailment. Welcome to The Morning Agenda, WITF's daily news podcast, where the only agenda is you, giving you what you need to know to start your day. I'm Tim Lambert, your host on this daily trip around the region's top stories. A big thanks to our sponsor, first of all, CGA Law Firm. The firm is located in York, Hanover, and East Berlin, and provides legal services to businesses, individuals, and municipalities in South Central Pennsylvania. Good morning and happy Friday. It's St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, and this is being recorded at 9:26 a.m. Let's get started. Harrisburg is finished paying a multi-million dollar debt that's burdened the city for more than a decade. My colleague Sam Dunklaw details why this is an important milestone.
In 2011, Harrisburg was unable to pay back some people who bought bonds years before. An insurer stepped in to pay them instead, but the city had to pay that insurer back. With interest, it owed as much as $26 million just 2 years ago. But Mayor Wanda Williams says that's in the past.
For the first time in more than 25 years, the city of Harrisburg is debt-free.
But due to decades of mismanagement, the city is not yet on firm financial footing and will remain in a state program known as Act 47 for distressed communities. Some Pennsylvanians have reported receiving scam text messages claiming to be from the state's Department of Human Services. Julia Zenkovich is with our partner WESA in Pittsburgh. She details why leaders have a warning for you on what to be on the lookout for when it comes to potential fraud.
Some people have reported receiving a text message asking for EBT card information and claiming that their card is blocked, regardless of whether or not they take part in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or SNAP. While DHS does send some informational text messages, the department will never ask for information about an EBT card, SNAP, Medicaid, or other public assistance programs through random calls or texts.
So leaders are warning you should not respond to requests for personal information or details about the benefits you're authorized to receive. You should also avoid clicking on links to unofficial websites. Norfolk Southern CEO is defending the company's response to a train derailment near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border last month. Alan Shaw says it's changed course after receiving critical feedback from the community. For example, the company thought it would be safe to bury and contain some contamination under its railroad tracks.
We were very confident that it was the right thing to do, and it would work. However, as I sat down with the folks here, they made it really clear to me that it really bothered them. That we weren't taking up the soil underneath the tracks.
Just last week, Norfolk began cleaning up the waste underneath those tracks. Shaw also says he's committed to helping Pennsylvanians impacted by the derailment. He says the company has already assisted more than 200 people on the Commonwealth side of the border, which is a bigger number than those who asked to evacuate after the derailment.
So again, no hard and fast rules. If anyone has got any issues or concerns, I would strongly encourage them to go see the Family Assistance Center.
The company also made three long-term commitments to reimburse people for lost property values, help pay for any long-term health impacts, and continue testing the water. Shaw did not say how those programs would work or how much money the company would commit to the efforts. And how about Penn State's men's basketball team? The Nittany Lions picked up their first NCAA tournament win in 22 years, beating Texas A&M 76-59. Andrew Funk was on fire for Penn State, making 8 of 10 three-pointers. He finished with 27 points. The Nittany Lions take on number 2 seed Texas in the second round of the Midwest region tomorrow. Another Pennsylvania team, Pitt, is in action this afternoon in the Midwest region first round. It's set to face Iowa State. So on this Friday, I took a look at more than a dozen news sites from around central Pennsylvania and picked out two or three stories to put on your radar. So here's what you need to know. A suspended county district attorney has been convicted of sex and physical assault charges. Penn Live reports Somerset County District Attorney Jeffrey Thomas was found guilty of several charges, including indecent assault, strangulation, and simple assault. He was charged in connection to incidents in Cambria and Somerset counties in September 2021 and was suspended as the DA following the sexual assault allegations. Thomas is slated to be sentenced in May. The Central York School District finds itself in the middle of yet another controversy over a book. The York Dispatch reports Superintendent Peter Aiken sent a letter to parents this week because a parent had challenged the book Push in the high school library. So the district followed its policy and had a team meet to discuss it. The five members decided the novel was inappropriate, so it was removed. Now, Push was made into the Oscar-winning film Precious. The author, Sapphire, specifically wrote it with teenagers in mind. She tells the Dispatch she didn't expect her book to be banned, noting, without books like hers, the realities teenagers face are being erased. Food safety inspection reports get a lot of clicks from curious consumers, for sure. But the Reading Eagle reports there has been a dearth of inspections listed for the city of Reading between November 11th and February 23rd. Well, that's being attributed to a lack of trained inspectors. Only one inspection has been reported to the state for Reading since last November. The city has three inspectors who can conduct inspections, by the way. And in case you were wondering, state law only requires that any retail food facility be inspected once a year, unannounced. On this Friday, what was the best song you heard on your drive to work today? Let me know on Twitter. I'm at TLambert895. For me, it was Jane's Addiction's Jane Says. That does it for The Morning Agenda, a daily news podcast from WITF, where the only agenda is you. And if you like what you hear, please subscribe in any of the places you find your favorite podcast and give it a rating and let us know what you think in a review. And feel free to recommend us to a friend as well. Our sponsor is CGA Law Firm, which is located in York, Hanover, and East Berlin. It provides legal services to businesses, individuals, and municipalities in South Central Pennsylvania. Check them out at cgalaw.com. For Joe Ulrich, our audio guy, I'm your host, Tim Lambert. Be well. Have a great weekend. Be safe on this St. Patrick's Day. And we'll talk again Monday.